Did you think Nashville would be this good as an NFL market?
No, I didn't. And when I got there, I remember them saying on the flight, like, the city is projected to be something like the next Atlanta in the next 15 years. And, you know, you're looking at the city like, this place? and then the longer I was there, from 98 until 04. And, like, you go back in 08 to play. And, I mean, the city has really grown. It's a major city now.
So what did you think of this year's Titans team? Obviously a disappointing finish for them, but make the playoffs. How good did you think they were?
I thought they had a very good offense. Most of the time the Titans are more so a defensive team, and I think their identity changed this year due to what they were working with. You know, most of their talent is on the offensive side of the ball, and when you stop Derrick Henry, that kind of puts it all on Tannehill. And he has gotten better being with Arthur Smith in Tennessee, but I still don't think he's at the level where, you know, you can say, Ryan, go win us this game.
Well, on the other side of the field, what was your take on the Ravens? Obviously, they closed the season one of the hottest teams in the league. They come in there. They win that game last week. Very good defense. Lamar Jackson in that offense. What did you think of them, seeing them?
I picked the Ravens last week merely because every time they play the Titans, the road team wins. I think it's more so of the focus you have to have. Going in the Titans-Ravens rivalry is more so of a focus thing. And I believe the team that's on the road kind of has the attitude or mindset, like, we've got nothing to lose, you know? Like, we're here on our own. It's just us as a team. And I think that's what Baltimore showed last week.
So, as a former defensive back, how difficult would it have been to play against a guy like Lamar Jackson?
I don't think he's faster than Vic, but he's more elusive, I'd say. So the problem with him is just the way he comes around the corner. He comes around the corner so fast to where you're taught to plaster and coverage when the quarterback gets out of his containment. But with Lamar Jackson, you've got to come off coverage. And it's no discipline defensively once he gets to running around like that. Hard to stop.
For sure it is very hard to stop. That's the voice of Samari Roll, former defensive back with the Oilers Titans, and with the Ravens as well. So going forward this week, the Ravens have a Buffalo team, which, man, we could have seen Tennessee and Buffalo, which would have been a rematch of the Music City Miracle and that forward pass many years ago, Samari.
Not in Nashville.
So, but the Ravens going against the Bills, what do you make of this matchup?
I think Baltimore will win, mainly because I think they match up well defensively with Buffalo's offense. Stephon Diggs, the premier receiver, but Baltimore has got Marlon Humphrey and Marcus Peters, who are playmakers. And I just feel like Baltimore's defense can make more stops than Buffalo's defense can stop Baltimore's offense.
Where do you think that Ravens defense could be vulnerable?
If you attack the linebackers in a passing game in the middle of the field, I think that is the weakest part of their defense right now.
Could Baltimore, I mean, I guess they'd have to be Kansas City first, but could Baltimore win the Super Bowl with this team this year?
Yes, I think they are good enough, but they haven't beaten the Chiefs yet. I think they played three times, maybe two, three times. They haven't beaten them yet. But I think they are capable of doing it.